Tom Sanders joins us, and Moberly City Council met earlier in the week, and one of the big topics was, of course, in fact, the only topic was a grant application. Kind of go over what's going to be happening here, Tom.
This application is for same kind of programs you see in other parts of the community, like on Route M. It's a TAP program. It's federal funds through MoDOT, and we're applying to make improvements on the crosswalk and the sidewalks in the Williams area, kind of in that school zone. It features some school zone signage and information there, the flashing crosswalk lights, and also sidewalk improvements to kind of widen it and take out some bad spots in there. We'll make it more ADA accessible. People have complained about the stop signs in there. We've had to flip down signs there. They work fine on a through street, but when you have a cross connecting street like that we do down there with Burkhart, it just makes it very difficult. So this will improve everything for the students and pedestrians and traffic through there.
Okay, who's the grant with, and when do you hope to hear something?
It's through MoDOT, so we apply on that, and I'm sure it'll be next spring before we really get information back on it.
But this is an important area to kind of address, isn't it?
Our school zones have been a focus in throughout the community. You know, we've done Route M, we've made some improvements, worked with a school on South Park, and, you know, we're trying to work in this area here just to improve things for pedestrian students and also drivers in that area.
So if it goes through, what all will be done then?
That's still not defined. You know, right now you're asking for the funding and you're saying this is the scope of the sidewalk. We've gotten, you never know how much you're going to get or what the cost will come in at. So we always try to have some alternates in there, you know, so that we can, if the bids come in cheap, we can take advantage of that funding availability. So we're looking at some things, maybe improving some street lights in that downtown corner right there on the Rollins Street, Williams corner, some improvements on the sidewalk through Williams all the way down, down to where it meets the existing trail. And like I say, the strobing crosswalk lights at Williams and also on the crossing at Burkhart in behind the school.
Okay, you mentioned kind of like Route M. I know an important deadline's coming up later on this week, but there's been some weather delays. How's that project going?
The deadline, yes, was 60 days, so they should have been this Thursday, which Thursday would be the 1st of November. So weather has pushed it back. You know, I don't see a way they're going to get that done by that time, but they have been making very good progress. They're out working hard today. I think we'll see most of the concrete work done. So most of the work remaining would be grass seed and backfilling in that area.
Okay, how valuable is that project going to be for that? You know, we talk about the school, but that's really for the whole area.
It is. I mean, the students are obviously the what's driving that, but I mean, it serves the whole population. Route M is a very busy road. The construction workers out there have testified to that, you know, as far as the traffic coming by, they're trying to cross back and forth their vehicles. But I didn't realize how much desire there was for that outside of that, but I've had several people from the public who live out in that area and have said how much that's going to be of a benefit for them.
Okay, you mentioned South Park, too. How did that work go there? I know we talked about it ahead of the project, but what's all taking place there?
We partnered with a school on that to get the off-street stacking lane, basically where buses, it's a very narrow street, and the buses would stack on the street, and when cars would park on the other side, and cars would try to come between them sometimes, and it just was very dangerous. And by doing this, we're able to get the stacking lane where all the buses or parents in the mornings are stacking off-street in the right-of-way, kind of on the concrete pad, and also we've eliminated parking on that, and the school is working to put a parking lot in off street there for their faculty and parents who might be in that area to utilize. So that'll make that street have two lanes of traffic through there the whole time, so it'll be much safer. And then also the sidewalks in the whole area, the city's working to get those improved around that whole three sides of a block.
And some utility work too ahead of this?
Yeah, the water line was right there under the right-of-way where the off-street loading lane would be. Obviously, utilities wanted to get that out from underneath there, so they replaced that first to get that water line in good shape and out from under that.
Okay, I haven't asked you in a while. How are things going to the airport? Has it been a good season?
Good season. I mean, you're not seeing, obviously, much new construction. We had our hangars and stuff. We're still trying to get funding lined up to extend the runway or repair the runway. Our main runway is due for pavement surfacing, and we're at 5,000 feet, but we have a displaced threshold, which means we have to shift that runway down to get it to, for all the clearances. And so we're trying to get that straightened out right now, and it's very nitpicky as far as having to have the right number of plane traffic counts in and out. So we're trying to track those so we can provide that data to FAA.
All right, we are near the end of the year. Have you seen a lot of operations run, though?
Around the airport? We're still seeing quite a bit of traffic in out of there. The days have been nice, and so people are still coming in. You never know what you're going to get. We're getting corporate jets and stuff in here that we're not expecting sometimes, and I hope to see that improve, and we're always trying to improve and get more based planes here. So that's what our big push is, and that'll help with fuel sales and operations.
All right, we like to talk about this. How many hangars do you have out there? How many do you have available for people?
We've got essentially 6 to 9 spaces, depending on how large the planes are. We can put in our main hangar, and we've got a 12-unit nested T hangar, and then I've got a additional hangar that we can fit 3 airplanes in that the city owns, and those are filled up. I mean, we put 12 in last year, and we're hoping that it would take about a year to get them filled up, and they filled up seemingly overnight. So we're already, we'd like to expand, have some more hangar spaces. Then we have several private hangar spots where we lease out the ground, and pilots are adding more hangar space. We're getting more interest in that, so we hope to see more private hangars develop out there as well.
That's good news for the community. It's showing an interest, isn't it?
It is. I mean, they're kind of expensive, for an individual that's wanting to get like their private plane. That's why we have our hangars like we have, but it's kind of nice where you're seeing some of the people coming in either partnerships or bigger groups that are maybe want to build the larger private hangars.
All right, Tom Sanders has joined us today on Quick Slant this morning.